This is Amin Ali, AMIN Space LI, dictating for Dr. Anas Obeid, date of service January 24, 2013, patient name Milton Lewis, MILTON Space LEWIS, date of birth February 9, 1934, primary care physician. Please copy and paste from page 1 as stated on November 28, 2012. Next paragraph. Cardiology clinic note. Next paragraph. Reason for visit. Follow up. Next paragraph. Dear colleague, who has the pleasure of seeing Mr. Lewis, who knows a very pleasant 78 years old gentleman with past medical history significant 4, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, coronary artery disease, status post, 3.5 by 15 mm Zenith 10 to the LAD. His status post prostate cancer, prostatectomy, and he's currently on lupron therapy. Period. He came to our clinic today as a follow-up visit after having an episode of malignant hypertension and an episode of a Moses Fugaz managed at Henry Ford Hospital. Period. Next paragraph. On today's visit, he had no specific cardiac complaint, no chest pain, no dizziness, no attest, no palpitations, no syncope, no syncope, no headache, no revision, no dizziness, no lower limb edema, no intermittent claudication of the lower limb. Next paragraph. Past medical history. Please copy and paste from page 1 as stated on November 28, 2012. Next paragraph. Past surgical history. Please copy and paste from page 1 as stated on November 28, 2012. Next paragraph. Social history. Significant for smoking 5 cigarettes per day for 6 years. Denies alcohol or intravenous drug abuse. Next paragraph. Family history non-contributory. Next paragraph. Allergies, no non-drug allergy. Next paragraph. Current medications. Please copy and paste from page 2 as stated on November 28, 2012. Next paragraph. Physical examination. Vital signs. Blood pressure 148 over 78 mm mercury. Pulse rate 62 beats per minute. Weight 227 pounds, height 5 feet 10 inch, body mass index 32.6. Please type down the template of a normal cardiovascular system exam. Next paragraph, diagnostic test EKG was done on November 28, 2012. It showed heart rate 72 beats per minute, normal axis, pacemaker risk. Next paragraph, two-dimension echocardiogram. Please copy and paste from page 2 stated on November 28, 2012. Next paragraph, myocardial perfusion scan. Please copy and paste from page 2 stated on November 28, 2012. Next paragraph, Holter monitor. Please copy and paste from page 3 stated on November 28, 2012. Next paragraph, left heart catheterization. Please copy and paste from page 3 stated on November 28, 2012. Next paragraph, lab values. Please copy and paste from page 3 as stated on November 28, 2012. Next paragraph, cardiopharmacogenetic test. Please copy and paste from page 3 as stated on November 28, 2012. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Number 1, coronary artery disease. His status post 3.5 by 15 mm Zenith stent to the proximal LAD. On today's visit, he was asymptomatic. His recent stress test was negative. We commit him of lifestyle modification in the form of regular exercise, balanced diet, low fat content high in fibers, weight loss, smoking cessation, and to continue on his current medications. Number 2, valvular heart disease. On today's visit, he was asymptomatic. His recent echocardiography showed ejection fraction between 55 to 60%, with mild mitral regurgitation and three tricuspid regurgitation. We continue to monitor his valvular abnormality. We see echocardiography on the follow-up visit. Number 3, carotid artery evaluation. On today's visit, he mentioned having an episode of Moses Fugaz and dizziness with malignant hypertension. He underwent carotid Doppler study, which showed moderate disease of the carotid arteries. We have requested release form to obtain his carotid Doppler study. As soon as the results show up, we'll consider further assessment. Number 4, history of prostate cancer. His known history of prostate cancer, status post prostatectomy, currently taking lupron. We'll commit him to continue to follow up with his primary care physician with regards to this matter. Number 5, hypertension. His blood pressure measured today was 148 over 78 mm mercury, which is mildly high. We'll commit him renal Doppler study to rule out the possibility of underlying renal artery stenosis. We'll commit him to continue his current medications. Our goal to have blood pressure below 140 over 90 mm mercury. Number 6, hyperlipidemia. We'll commit him to continue on symphysin therapy. We'll commit him to have LDL below 70 mg as managed by his primary care physician. Number 7, cardiopharmacogenetic testing. He underwent buccal swab for cardiopharmacogenetic testing. His results were available on today's visit. We'll consider further adjustments with the of his medication accordingly. Next paragraph. Thank you for allowing us to participate in the care of Mr. Lewis. Our phone number has been provided for him to call with any questions or concerns. We'll see Mr. Lewis back in 3 months. Meanwhile, he's instructed to continue to see his primary care physician. Thank you very much. Sincerely, Amin Ali, medical student, dictating for Dr. Anas Obeid, with all his board certificate. This is the end of the dictation.